Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. We're going to play Kirk Cousins coming up in 4 minutes. Stay there. You're going to hear the quarterback's conversation with Dave Archer, as we do each and every week leading into our games, and we'll hear what he has to say about tonight. All right, Mike, is there one that jumps out at you? Because for me, no Mahomes, no chance. And right now they're saying it's a high ankle sprain for Patrick Mahomes.
That's bad. There's so many big ones, but Mahomes, for all the obvious reasons, he seemingly has been dealing with ankle injuries like three of the last four seasons. He's always got that late in the year. But no, you can't do it without Mahomes. That's just, plus Carson Wentz is going to lead you?
Don't trust him.
No, no. Nick Foles won that Super Bowl.
He did.
No, I'm not buying that. So yeah, no Mahomes, no shot. T.J. Watt, ankle. Devontae Adams.
That's huge.
Ankle. Now, I know the Jets season was over long ago, but that's a big one. Did you see the Bengals? We talked about how there's nobody healthy for the Lions. Sam Hubbard, they throw a touchdown to him, the defensive end, and then he blows his knee out.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah, they're saying a PCL injury is likely going to end his season. That's, you know, remember Charles Grant with Georgia back in the day? Don't do the gimmick play with your star defensive player.
Why?
Yeah, but in this case, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Geno Smith comes off the field last night looking like he's got an ankle. I mean, there's just so many. And then Saquon Barkley rested in the second half of their victory over the Steelers with what looks like a knee. So there's a million things that are all happening to some of the biggest names. But no one's more decimated right now, aside from Mahomes, than the Lions. Basically, their entire starting front seven is banged up.
No, it's crazy because when you look at their depth chart specifically, and I'm talking about the Lions here, okay? Earlier in the season, he didn't do anything because he got hurt. Imagine that. Marcus Davenport.
Who?
They signed him, and he got hurt. He stays hurt. But Mike, Aiden Hutchinson, right? McNeil is hurt. Carlton Davis, their linebacker. Like, you just go down the list, and these guys are all starters. So then they go to their B team or their second string guys, and they all get hurt. Malcolm Rodriguez, he was a kid you saw a couple of years ago on Hard Knocks. Everybody fell in love with him. Went cowboy hat shopping and all that. He gets hurt. Derek Barnes is hurt. So, yeah, I'm not sure, and as much as I like Dan Campbell and the Lions and what he's done there, not sure if they can stand up. You can only sustain so many injuries, Mike, before it absolutely kills you. I don't care how many points you can score. You still got to get stops in the NFL.
Well, this was, you know, one of the things that was brought up now, the injuries all occurred, and, you know, hopefully if you're a Chiefs fan, the Mahomes can get the treatment that you and I are not going to get when we roll our ankle mowing the lawn, but I mean, obviously he'll be 24/7. This is why some were saying you needed a second bye week when you went to the 17-week schedule.
I'm with you.
Do
you think they should?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, I mean, you know, the only way the NFL would ever change anything is if the TV numbers go down, which they won't. So, I mean, but you're not tuning in to watch Joe Blow and the third string quarterback. You're looking at the quarterback stars of the league and everybody else. But there's the rash of ankle injury, and almost every single one is either a shoestring tackle. Hey, at one point, did you see Kelsey tripped on the chain?
Yep.
in that game for a minute. Of course, he went back in the game. But Mahomes said afterwards he thought if this was a playoff game, he'd be able to grind it out, shoot it up, tape it up. But, yeah, that's a huge, huge injury. Good news for them is since Buffalo lost that game to the Rams, you know, they still have that game in hand for that home field.
More bad news for the Lions. David Montgomery out for the rest of the season.
Whoa.
Suffered a torn MCL in the game yesterday. Dan Campbell has confirmed. And by the way, David Montgomery's a dude. He's right. Been unbelievable.
Him and Jahmyr Gibbs have been just an amazing tandem all season long. Wow.
Is going to undergo surgery to repair his knee and is out, as Campbell just said moments ago. All right. Now I feel bad. Like the Lions, Mike, you can't continue this.
Now that's the first big one on the offensive side. Their injuries on the defense. Guys, remember 2018? Sarkisian figured out the offense using like the Shanahan offense, but then our defenses, everybody got hurt. Debo got hurt. Keanu Neal went down. Everybody else, secondary. It's even worse what the Lions are dealing with, and now you're throwing Montgomery. I mean, the only positive of that is I got Jahmyr Gibbs on my fantasy team, but that's it. But yeah, it's crazy. We talked earlier about the Lions could really use a guy like Devondre Campbell. San Francisco basically, hey, you're going to quit on us? Well, we're going to stick it to you. 3-game suspension for Devondre Campbell. Nothing the Players Association can do about it, nor should they. So you can't claim him off waivers because he's still the property of the 49ers who put him on ice.
Isn't that crazy? They're playing games with him, aren't they?
Well, I think, you know, tit for tat.
Yeah, I'm with you. The Ravens.
I thought it was suspended without pay. Yeah.
3 games.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Alvin Kamara, groin abductor injury.
Yeah, I was watching that game yesterday, and he was looking good. Injured.
Oof. I got to be honest with you. I can't remember. We already mentioned T.J. Watt. It went out. We already talked about the other one. There's the most injuries I can remember this late in the season, all happening on the same. All seemed like the afternoon window.
Well,
two
these
games.
Are big names, though. Like, you just mentioned 5 guys that everybody knows. These aren't guys that you go, well, they'll be all right.
Right.
These are big names. And so this one, not so much, but it just goes to show you that sometimes you make a deal for a guy and it doesn't work out. The Ravens excused Deontay Johnson from practice this week. Then it comes out that the Ravens have decided.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Added to mutually excuse Deontay Johnson from team activities.
Because he quit too on them.
Correct. So, I mean, like, I don't know. The Ravens are a Super Bowl caliber team. Again, I don't know if they're going to go. Lamar looked really good yesterday. But again, Mike said it. They played the Giants. I mean, it was, come on.
Right. We talked about it last night. Geno Smith out with that knee injury. Their playoff chances are now kind of looking a little slim. 8-6. They still got. They're sitting ahead of certainly us for any kind of wild card. Right now, the Rams, based on record, look like they could be the team that's going to win that division.
Yeah.
You could argue. We talked about the most serious injury. Not a star player, but man, it was scary to see Grant DuBose. Never seen a guy where they've got to cut the shoulder pads, the jersey off, the whole thing, and then take him off the field in the loss for the Dolphins to the Texans yesterday. He's in stable condition in a hospital in Houston.
Yeah, that is good news because that looked serious. Let's hear from our quarterback, Kirk Cousins. He sat down with Dave Archer as we get ready for Monday Night Football.
This is the Falcons Quarterback Report. The Falcons Quarterback Report is brought to you by Rooms to Go. Buy the piece, save a little. Buy the room, save a lot. Here's Dave Archer.
Time to catch up with our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, as we head into a Monday night game with the Las Vegas Raiders. And, Kirk, kind of a big picture scenario here. Obviously, we know what's going on the last 4 weeks. Hadn't gone our way. Young football team around you. You've been in stretch drives before like you're in right now. How do you kind of keep the guys' feet, you know, thinking where their feet are as opposed to being caught up maybe in some of the ghosts of the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, I think it's what you just said. Understanding we only have 4 weeks left. We've got to give it everything we got. We got to be in the present. It is a week-to-week league. And anything I would tell teammates, I got to remind myself, too. I got to be saying the same message to myself. You know, I get concerned even that we talk about how we're still okay, we're still okay, we're still okay. And sometimes you need to say the message of, no, like, we need this one and we got to prepare accordingly. So it is comforting to know that, hey, we can still have a great year, we can still put this together, but sometimes maybe that causes guys to relax and we've just got to make sure that, no, it's now or never.
You've played in a bunch of these primetime games. You guys have been good in the three you've played in this year. I know you're 2-1, but very easily could have beaten the Chiefs in that Sunday night game as well. Tell me about what it is about primetime games and waiting. What is the key to be at your best and having to wait to play this late?
Yeah, I've always wanted to, you know, take a nap in the afternoon to kind of reset my clock just to make sure I have the energy I need late in the day. The time zone change in Vegas also kind of presents a unique deal where it's a primetime game, but we'll be going to the stadium in the early to mid-afternoon as far as West Coast time. So that'll feel a little bit different than we played at Philly. You know, it's a great challenge. It'll be a charged environment. I know their defense plays with their hair on fire, and they've still got a lot of intensity and commitment. They play hard, so it'll be a good opportunity for us, good challenge.
Everything comes together, whether it's the money down third or fourth down in your conversion situations or when you get down into the red zone. So everything kind of combines. But in particular, red zone, I know, is something you guys would like to fix, like be a lot more efficient down there. Is there something you can point to that maybe get the red zone fixed on Monday night?
Well, certainly the holdings have been tough. You know, the 10-yard penalties that put us back where we're not really converting first and 10. We're converting, you know, first and 20. You know, those are things we want to eliminate, need to eliminate. And then, you know, the more we can just be effective in the pass game, efficient in the run game. You know, I think last week we had a pass batted down in the low red zone. So just all the things that contribute to incompletions that we're trying to avoid. We got to put it all together and pitch and catch and make sure that we're scoring touchdowns and not kicking field goals, not only this week, but really the rest of the way if we want to be where we want to be in January.
All right. Last thing for you. You mentioned a little bit about the Raider defense, and I've watched a little bit of tape. I know you've poured over it. Tell me about what you see when you see the Raiders on. You talked about how they play on fire. They look like they may be a little bit more of a zone team. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, I think situationally you're going to see a variety of things, but they do a good job playing their zones. They do a good job making their zones look muddy, masking it so the coverages look similar pre-snap and post-snap. They're going to pressure. They're going to have some unscouted looks as well. Patrick Graham, the D coordinator, has been around a long time and has a good scheme, and he's always evolving. So they play hard for him. They play hard for Coach Pierce, and you see it on tape. A lot of respect for their middle linebackers, Spillane and for Diablo, and those guys have played a lot of football. I just think it's a group that, you know, they're going to try to force turnovers, be opportunistic, and make it hard on us. And, you know, anytime you go on the road, you have that adverse noise and you know, the element of communication as well. So there's a lot of things that we've got to be on to be able to come out with a win.
All of us that have been fortunate enough to play this game knows it's a great opportunity to go lay it on the line and have some fun. And go have some fun, man.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. That's what it's all about. You know, be able to play on Monday Night Football, playing the Las Vegas Raiders, an iconic, you know, brand, an iconic organization. What a great opportunity. And we're looking forward to the challenge.
Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.
Kirk Cousins.
Man, hope he gets it cooking. Max Crosby's out with an ankle injury for the rest of the season for the Raiders, so you won't have him trying to track him down.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.